this podcast is going to be about getting ready for your day, kind of planning it out. And we're going to do a lot of this through visualization because I like to picture what this day is going to be about. And I don't mean picture that everything goes well, like we're going to control it, like we're going to make sure there are no car wrecks and we're going to make sure nobody's mean to us at work and we're going to make sure that we don't spill anything on our new suit and we're going to make sure that we succeed. Instead, I really just want us to loosen up and allow life to happen. You want to have adventures. You want to let life be unpredictable. You want to have kind of a wild ride while we're here because it's when all kinds of crazy things happen to us that we really grow. And we really want to grow while we're here because that's the whole purpose. To me, the purpose of being on this planet is to learn how to become brighter and brighter against all odds. So that by the end of this lifetime, you cross the finish line pretty angelic. Like you're ready to be a spirit guide. You're ready to come back and help all kinds of people as a guide. Or you can go crawling across the finish line at the end, beat up, run down, depressed, jaded, bitter, angry. And so bring it on. You know, bring on the tests. Because it's the only way that I've become brighter and brighter. One time my uncle visited me out in Colorado and he hadn't seen me since I was a kid. And he just said, you're getting just brighter and brighter. Every time I see you, you're even brighter than you were before. And I said to him, it's because all the things happening to me make me have to then run to God, run to the angels and do an energy healing on myself to clear myself. And every time I clear myself because something bad happened, I get brighter. So that's the name of the game in energy work. So let's look at our day today. If we don't want to control it and we want to allow everything to happen that's going to happen, then how are we going to visualize our day? What do we visualize? We visualize what we want to feel like in it. So let's do that now. So just imagine that as you walk through your day, you're kind of light. You're kind of just floating along. Almost like you're in a different world within this world. Like you're not feeling the bombardment of negative energy like other people are feeling. You're just kind of floating along with no drugs, without the help of any medications. You're just floating along. And now I want you to imagine you walk into work and you are a shining light. You are their light for the day. You look at all your colleagues or your employees or your employer, and you are the brightest light they might see all day. And you're just shining. You're just shining joy. And you're not faking it. I don't believe in the whole fake it till you make it thing. I've heard that so many times, and I've never done that. I would rather just look like a fool and have a temper tantrum and fall apart and grow and get it out of me instead of hold it in than I would fake something because that just creates stress in the energy field and it causes a pent up energy and I just can't stand it. I have to be in the flow. As an energy healer, I spend my days creating a flow of energy through people and you want a flow of energy through your life. And so you don't want to block anything up by faking it. Just fall on your face in front of everyone and have a good cry. But the point is get back up and you're just learning and you're just innocent and you're just open. Now imagine you're at lunch and you're really noticing the taste of your food. You're really noticing what it is you're eating. You're noticing what you're drinking. You're smiling at people. You're noticing them. And now imagine you're back at work and say your work is at a desk, for example. Imagine that it's easy. You're enjoying writing with your pen. You're enjoying punching the numbers of your phone. You're enjoying sitting upright in your chair. You're enjoying smiling at people as they pass. Imagine a lightness to you, like this is easy, instead of, you know, slumped over or heavy. Or, oh my God, I have to be at work. And now imagine leaving work and it's like freedom. like you're just stepping out of work and you're opening your chest and you're stretching your arms back and you feel so good. And now let's picture you in traffic. And you're just kind of gliding along. You might be singing. You might be listening to music. You might be laughing, talking on the phone with your headsets. But imagine that you're having a good time, that you're not stressed by the traffic. Someone cuts you off and you just laugh and laugh because their license plate means something to you. Every time someone cuts me off, it's because their license is my birthday or my initials or something. So spirit guides will have people cut you off for a reason so you notice something to show you they're with you. It's not always what we think, this big negative experience happening. Sometimes it's just our spirit guides playing with us and having fun with us to show us they love us, that they're with us. And now imagine you're going to work out and you still feel good. You have enough energy to work out, and it's so much fun. And you do it not to get rid of the stress from the day, but you do it because it just feels so good to move your muscles, and you're so happy that you can still move your muscles in this way. And now imagine you're coming home to your dog or your kids or your wife or your husband, and imagine that there's just this wonderful joy like a party when you walk in the door. That everyone's glad to see you, even if that's not really what happens later. Just imagine that that's how it feels, that when you walk in, it smells good, it feels like home, you can relax, that it's a wonderful home where you can be yourself. If you live alone, imagine you walk in and it just feels so peaceful. That you can hear like the water in your water fountain or whatever it is you have in your home that makes it sound like a place that heals you. And now imagine that you have the energy to cook. It's easy to cook and you're just making a stir fry or a soup or a salad or something and you're just enjoying the meal, that it's effortless for you to kick off your shoes and relax. And now imagine that at bedtime, at the end of your day, you look back at your day and you feel pleased. Not because you got 5 million things done and you finished a project, but you feel pleased by how you felt all day, that you were so present and you really lived and you really noticed your life, that you really enjoyed the moment. So here we go. We ask our spirit guides and our angels to move around us and to bring us that day we just imagined, to bring us that feeling within our lives that we just pictured. Your spirit guides heard you. They're with you. So go ahead and just stand up and stretch. Stretch your arms up over your head. Open your hands as if you're praising the sky. Take a few deep breaths and have a great day. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to the light.
Light runs over my